Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a terrific Sunday. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome, one and all, to the July 6, 2003 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me today, and may God bless you all. I'm glad you tuned in tonight, because tonight's program is going to be great. Tonight, we'll hear from we'll hear Karen's amazing story of overcoming a horrendous case of raging total body psoriasis and eczema. On January 29th of this year, Karen slowly shuffled herself into my office and looked as if she just walked out of a building that was engulfed in flames. Yes, she looked as if she was covered from her face to her feet with second and third degree burns. Her feet was beet red, open, raw, and weeping. Her skin was beet red, open, raw, and weeping of serum. Her skin and muscle tissue were so inflamed that her calves, ankles, feet, and toes were swollen to about the same size of her thighs. She was in so much pain that she could barely get up from a sitting position, much less walk. Tonight, Karen shares her story of overcoming one of the worst cases of total body eczema and psoriasis you'll ever see with natural medicines and a simple dietary change. Before we start further, let me tell you about the upcoming topics for the next few weeks. Next week, the leading authority on essential fatty acids and the author of the best-selling book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, Dr. Udo Erasmus returns to discuss which essential fats are vital for optimum health. If you want to know why and how omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids are essential and the correct amounts of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids to take, join Dr. Erasmus next week for a discussion on the right fat diet. Then 2 weeks from tonight on July 20th, Dr. Kathy Rink Carlson joins us from Seattle, Washington to discuss what you can do to prevent and treat osteoporosis naturally. Tune in to learn which diets and exercises are best for building bone density, why a unhealthy digestive tract may result in poor digestion and absorption of calcium and lead to developing osteoporosis, and which form of calcium supplement is best absorbed by the human body. July 20th, join Dr. Rink Carlson for a discussion on preventing and treating osteoporosis naturally. It's brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrix Hawaii produces a bioastin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocaps and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature forming, and jodei, the medical art from Japan. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Please stay with us, and Karen will share her story of overcoming the worst case of eczema you will ever hear about right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, our topic is about the story of a courageous woman's battle with overcoming a horrendous case of eczema and psoriasis that literally covered her whole body. At this time, I'd like to introduce my patient, Karen, onto the program. Karen, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium, and thank you so much for sharing your courageous story with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Karen, earlier I described your psoriasis and eczema that on January 29th of this year, you looked as if your whole body was covered in second and third degree burns. Is that true? And would you describe and paint a visual picture for the listening audience to just how bad your eczema was?
Well, the eczema was just so, it was covering my body literally from the top of my head all the way to the bottom of my feet. I had lost my hair. I mean, the scabs on my hair was just awful, that my whole hairline had receded, like I'd say about 3 to 4 inches,
and wow.
I felt like I looked in the mirror and I felt like I was a chemotherapy patient. In fact, you know, my hair was long, and for the longest time I would try to comb it in a way that it would not show the receding of the hair.
Yeah.
And so I finally decided, well, I'm going to have to cut the hair.
Really?
So that's the reason why I had to, like, just change the hairstyle totally.
Wow.
And even at that, my hair was just, it was just not what I wanted to see on myself.
Yeah.
And the, you know, my, everywhere was just peeling. I mean, everywhere I sat, everywhere I went, I left trails of skin all over the place.
It was just flaking off.
All constantly flaking. And then, you know, because I would be scratching because it was so itchy,
mm-hmm.
that wherever I would scratch, wherever I was sitting, I left a pile of white dust everywhere I went. I mean, and it, I mean, it's not only embarrassing, it was just uncomfortable, you know. And so, in fact, even my bedding would be covered so much that I had to do the linen constantly. And because of the condition that I was in, I couldn't do it, so I had to get my husband to do this, and, you know, it was just, it was awful. I mean,
yeah.
I had to do it, I mean, every day, change
the bedding.
Sheets on my bed, yeah.
Because the skin, were you, when I saw you, your skin was red.
Red.
And raw.
Yeah.
Pretty much your whole body.
Totally
yeah.
covered, yeah.
It was
yeah.
raw.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
were weeping fluid from
yes.
your skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it smelled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. you could smell yourself.
Yeah. And I
before you arrived.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
I would stand in the shower constantly. I mean, 3 showers a day wasn't enough. I mean, because it would, like you said, it was just awful. I couldn't stand to live with myself, you know. So when
yeah.
I would stand in the shower, at least it would take off that dryness for a while, and then I would feel comfortable, and then I would do the whole lotion bit, and
mm-hmm.
and then it would be comfortable maybe for about half an hour at the most, and then I would be wanting to jump back in the shower again. I mean, I stood in that shower constantly.
Trying to clean yourself off,
exactly.
cool yourself off.
And trying to relieve that itching.
Itch.
Uh-huh.
So you took cold showers?
Actually, no, because I was freezing all the time.
Ah, okay.
I was so cold. People would be like, telling me, it's so hot, open the window. My poor husband would tell me, open up the windows, it's so hot. But, you know, I would be shivering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this was like in January, I guess, I
yeah,
came to
yeah.
see you. And everybody else was wearing T-shirts. I would be wearing turtlenecks. I remember at one time I had a long sleeve shirt, a turtleneck sweater, and a leather jacket, and still be freezing. I mean, and you know, people would think I was crazy, but I mean, I was freezing.
Yeah.
I was actually freezing.
Let's talk more about
mm-hmm.
that in a
yeah.
in a bit.
Yeah.
You were also really swollen. A lot of people probably think, and Dr. Uchida is exaggerating, but we were talking at the break and you were saying you can't remember, I mean, you can't imagine, or you just think you're imagining things about how swollen you were, but you really were. Would you explain how swollen your legs were and your feet were?
Well, my feet, my legs, my ankles had gotten so swollen. I mean, my ankles were actually the size of my knees. And because my knees had gotten swollen, I mean, it was bad.
They were the size of your thighs.
It was really, and you know, my ankles, if you can see my ankles, they're like...
normal.
I mean, well, I call them bird ankles because my ankles are so skinny
yeah,
normally.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you know, now I was telling you that when I think back, I feel like I'm exaggerating because I'm looking at my ankles normal now, and there's no way it could have got that fat, right? But
yeah.
it was so fat. I mean, I got scared. I really thought that I wasn't going to make it, you know, because my first thought was when I seen people who were swollen, it was always somebody who was in the hospital who had some kind of kidney dysfunction
right.
or liver dysfunction, and they would swell, meaning all the toxins were in their body.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's actually what was happening to me. But,
right.
you know, people in my past that I know that died. I mean, so when I seen my legs get that fat, I was like, this is it. I mean, I was not going to make it.
It doesn't look good
yeah.
being that swollen.
Yeah.
How much pain were you in? Because when I saw you, man, you looked like you were in a lot of pain.
Yep, I couldn't.
Can you
even
describe
walk,
that for
right?
us?
I
where was it painful and what kind of pain?
you know what, the pain just traveled. I cannot even really pinpoint exactly where the pain was. But like you said, I couldn't even stand from a sitting position. I mean, it was like somebody had to help me up and to get from one place to, I mean, I couldn't even get to the bathroom without help.
Yeah.
We had to rearrange our bedroom because like I was in bed. So we rearranged the bedroom where I had to just roll off the bed and practically crawl to the bathroom, you know, to use
wow.
to get there.
Yeah.
So, like that day that I walked into your office, I barely made it up there.
I mean, yeah.
You know, now when we describe things, my daughter, in fact, told me that we seen this really old lady. I mean, she must have been like a 90-year-old woman walking. And, you know, we said, open the door for her, you know, because she was walking really slow. My daughter says, that's how slow you used to walk. I said, no way. But if you think about it, that's how, I mean, I was walking around and I was hunched over like a 90-year-old woman.
Because you were in
a
lot of pain.
That's how much pain it was.
Yeah, you just had pain all over your body.
The whole body.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that day. It took you a while. I mean, that walk from your chair until my office is typically would take people maybe... less than 5 seconds to
right,
walk.
Right, yeah,
probably you took you about a half a minute or a minute to get there.
It felt like 5 minutes to me to get there.
Your skin was weeping with fluid.
Right.
How gross was that?
That's like, you know, it's a constant wetness. And then, you know, you're always feeling itchy.
Yeah.
And then when the weeping starts, it's like, you know how you get a rash, and that would always remind me of like how like a baby has a diaper rash.
Yeah.
So it's like already an itching, and then you get a rash on top of that, and oh, I tell you, it's just awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot even, and then it scabs, so then it starts falling off. You know,
right, and that's not pleasant either.
No.
With that laying all over the house
right,
and stuff,
right.
And in your bed, and you gotta sleep on it.
Right.
Your clothes must have been sticking through your body.
Yeah.
With all that serum.
Right.
Flowing out of your skin. Did it have a unique smell to it?
Well, you know, I use so much lotion.
Okay.
Yeah, so that helped a lot.
Yeah,
right?
But that does have a distinct odor,
right.
Though, the
mm-hmm.
serum weeping from the
right.
body. And I know what that smells like from, you know, a ways away. Would you explain how maddening the itch was? Because it must have just drove you nuts. Because to have eczema and psoriasis over your whole body, how did that disturb you on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, I was constantly scratching, and on top of that, I know that when I scratch, because the skin was already, you know,
raw,
scabbing off, the more I scratched, it got even worse,
yeah.
Because then it would start to bleed.
Yeah,
and
it hurt more.
Exactly, you know,
yeah.
Then I didn't want to put any more other lotion on it, but, you know, if it would start to bleed, I would want to put on another antibiotic ointment or whatever it was, and it was just, it was awful.
Yeah, I bet. How was your sleep during that time?
Oh, man. It was like not only my sleep got affected. I mean, I scratched constantly. And, you know, the thing is it even got more itchy at night, you know? I mean, for some reason, it felt as though at night it was even more itchy when no one was around to reach your back, scratch your back. But
that's how eczema is. Isn't that bizarre?
Exactly.
It gets worse when you're trying to sleep.
And I would constantly be rolling because I couldn't find a comfortable position.
Yeah.
If I laid on my back in one position too long, it started to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There were certain positions that I couldn't even sleep. I couldn't sleep on my side because it would just be pulling on the skin in a certain way. It's just, I mean, I couldn't get a full night's sleep.
You're just scratching pretty much all night long.
Yeah, and then if you stayed in that position too long, then it would start to hurt, so you would have to flip over or reposition yourself.
Hurt because the skin was damaged?
The skin was, yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you were always in bed. How fatigued were you? Could you explain that to the listening audience?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I guess because about a year and a half ago, I was actually diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was like the pain in the joints and everything.
Muscle aches.
I just kind of like accepted it, you know, pretty much like how the psoriasis
that
and
you
the
were
eczema.
Just exhausted. So you're exhausted how long?
Oh, I cannot even, well, now that I have my energy back, I don't even remember when was the last time I felt this good. I mean,
so it was a long time, years.
Long time, years.
Wow.
Years,
okay.
Yeah.
You were just exhausted
always
all the time.
Always tired, and I felt that that was just the way life is, that my body was supposed to be that way. I felt like when I got up, I would start doing things. I would want to take a nap as soon as I finished doing something. I would just do laundry, and I would be totally exhausted.
Wow.
And, you know, fortunately, I work at home.
Yeah.
So I would get some things done. I would lay down, take a nap, and then get back up, do something else. And and then my sleeping pattern was all off.
Because you were sleeping a lot during the day.
Right. And then, so then I would stay up at night and do things, and then, you know, it would just make things worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did you suffer with that eczema that badly?
I believe it was like about five to six months before I came to you that it started off, and you know, the doctors were treating me and it would go away, but then it would come right back again.
Yeah. Well, you see, come
first
back worse.
Right. Was because they first told me that I had eczema is what they told me I had.
Yeah.
And at that time, about 5-6 months before I came to see you, I was just, it started covering my body. I mean, just totally covering my body. And when I went to the doctors, they told me that, oh, you don't have eczema, you have psoriasis, you know. And they told me you could never be cured. We can treat it, but we could never cure it.
Mm.
Now, that was like something I didn't want to accept, because I wasn't going to live the rest of my life scratching all night long.
Yeah, and in pain.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah. So you tried other therapies. You went to the medical doctors for 5-6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of your treatment was prednisone.
Yeah.
Corticosteroid creams.
Right.
As well as methotrexate.
Right.
Yeah, which is a chemotherapy drug.
Right.
Which now the medical doctors are using for bad cases of eczema, psoriasis, and other autoimmune diseases,
right,
which we'll talk about a little bit later, how steroids, prednisone, and chemotherapy drugs like methotrexate damage the digestive tract, and then it causes a systemic fungal infection to develop. But before we talk about that, I wanted to introduce Karen's husband, Noel, because Noel was going through this with Karen that whole time. Noel, welcome to the program, and would you tell us what you saw when Karen was at its worst, when Karen was at her worst?
Well, when I seen Karen develop this skin disorder, I felt so scared, because her ankles, her knees started to swell. You know, it looked so bad. You know, fear started to creep up. You know, it's like, oh no. You know, it's like. It looked so bad. I had fear that she was losing it.
Yeah, that, and she was losing her life.
Yes, and you know, we prayed up. We keep praying, and you know, God send you. You know, and you're a God sent doctor to us. And when she started getting treatment from you, we seen changes suddenly.
Yeah,
you know, we seen dramatic changes right away.
Mm. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay.
But I know that Karen wasn't able to do much, and you had to do a lot for her.
Yeah,
would you tell us how disabled Karen was, and what kind of things did you have to do for
her?
Well,
at her worst, she could hardly get out of bed. I would have to assist her, you know, like how a patient, like a bedridden patient would be, where I would have to assist her out of bed sometimes just to go to the bathroom, because she would be moaning with pain all the time, and she would ask to have me help her. And, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night, you know, it's like you're sometimes in deep sleep.
Yeah.
You don't want to get up, and it's like, no, I gotta help my wife.
Yeah.
And I would have to help her go to the bathroom, and I would prepare the meals for her.
Yeah.
You know, get the meals that you've recommended to her. And I would prepare it, you know, diligently, you know, on a consistent basis, that, you know, she wasn't like on a time clock basis when she was fed.
Yeah. And but even before then, you were cooking meals, and you probably had to do a lot of the cleaning and the washing of the bedding and those kinds of things for
her. I was constantly helping her out, you know, because, you know, I just wanted her to feel comfortable. But at times, she felt, you know, she was never comfortable all the time, because she would shut the windows because she's always complaining about freezing. And it could be like 90-degree day, she had the windows all shut, and I would be sweating in the room.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh no, it's cold, it's cold.
Yeah.
She has jacket after jacket on her, and you know, she even has stuff to cover her head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she had like a hood on too.
Yeah.
Wow. And this was like, and even at night when you're trying to sleep,
and then
sweltering.
And she has like about 4 or 5 blankets layered after layered on top of her.
Mm.
And sometimes I don't sleep with blanket because it would be so hot.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure.
But I had to stand by her to, you know, be ready to help her in any way.
Yeah. So you were sweating when you were trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot.
Yeah.
And could you explain the pain that your wife suffered, or what you saw?
From what I seen, you know, she was, I just look at her, you know, I could just sense the pain that she was in.
Yeah.
You know, that actually it's like a fighting pain, you know.
Yeah.
She wanted to get rid of this pain so bad, but she couldn't.
Yeah. She didn't know how to do it.
No, she couldn't.
Yeah.
You know.
Was her skin really that sore looking, red, raw, and weeping?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was. It was like, you know, red.
Yeah.
You know.
Your
skin
red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would wake up in the morning. She would take a shower, and wow, it just, I can see all the skin just peeling off, and you know, she looked gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know.
You know, but
I mean,
you know,
if you ever saw somebody who had bad eczema,
yes,
this was Karen.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you explain the fatigue and exhaustion? Karen mentioned that she's always been fatigued for many years. What do you recall of this fatigue and exhaustion in the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years or so?
Well, I thought, you know, when she was complaining about fatigue, and I thought age was creeping up, you know.
Karen's not even 40.
Yeah, but I told her, you know, I think we got to exercise and stuff like that so we can build up our energy and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I guess it was from that, you know, eczema already.
Yeah. The fibromyalgia.
That was in her body already.
Yeah. Karen, you also had a past medical history. You mentioned a little bit about suffering from arthritis, psoriasis. You said you also had the fibromyalgia. How long ago were these things, the arthritis and the psoriasis diagnosis from the medical doctors?
Well, you know, I cannot remember exactly when that arthritis, it was like, well, they told me it was bursitis and everything. I would always get swelling in my joints, and I don't remember how far back that was, and it's got to be over 10 years ago.
Mm.
But I just accepted it.
You just thought that was you.
It was supposed to be that way, right?
Yeah.
And the fibromyalgia was like about a year and a half ago now, and you know, like Noel was saying, he would always tell me it's because I'm not getting enough exercise.
Yeah.
And so I would try to go and, you know, go running with him or try to get in some kind of exercise program, but, you know, it was impossible.
Because you were just exhausted.
Too tired.
And in a lot of pain.
You know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't know how anybody can get into this exercise thing, man. This makes you more miserable than helps you out, you know. And I always felt like something was wrong with me, you know, because people could, you know, get into a program where it was supposed to benefit you. And I know it does. In fact, that's exactly what I'm working on right now.
Right now?
But I couldn't. There was no way. That pain was just too bad. And I just got exhausted. It was
And probably before the eczema came on, let's say a year, 2 years ago, you probably looked fairly normal.
Right.
And probably people just thought, What's up with Karen?
Exactly.
Man?
You see, and that's
you know, she's
what
exhausted
it was.
All the time and complaining about aches and pains. Yeah,
my,
must have been hard
that's
for
right.
you.
My husband was the very one who told me.
Not Noel.
Why can't you do that?
Because you look normal.
Right.
But
yeah. So he would tell me that, you know, that the pain is because you're not exercising. You got to move your blood around, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I look normal, I didn't look sick, you know. From what I understand, a lot of people that go through this, that's exactly what it, you know, they're told, like, you know, you're faking it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, everyone thinks they're faking.
Right.
But I, for one, understand because I treat many, many fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue patients. And literally, you are exhausted.
All right.
Yeah. Why did you choose to see me at that time late in January of this year? And who sent you to see me and why?
Well, actually, you know, I had gone to the doctors, like I said, and they had treated me with, like you said, the prednisone, the steroids. Well, I had been going to, like, workshops on, you know, nutrition and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, what we were being taught was the medication was doing me more harm than anything. And what I just thank God that I had learned was that, you know, it was doing damage to my liver and my kidney. And so I chose to stop taking the steroids. And little did I know that one of those pills was that last medication that you had talked about.
The methotrexate.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it was for treatment for
cancer,
you know. Well, thank God I didn't complete that cycle of that medication. But what happened was when my feet and my ankles had gotten so swollen, I couldn't walk. And so, you know, like I said, the first impression that I got was it was an infection in my body. And Noel rushed me to the emergency room. So first of all, we went to urgent care and they had put me on antibiotics.
Mm.
And so, you know, in my mind, it was an infection so that I had to take the antibiotics. They gave me an antibiotic shot and they put me on a course of antibiotics. I completed that course and the swelling got worse instead of got better. So I went back to him and told him, you know, it's not working. And if you gave me a shot and I've completed the course, you need to give me something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told the same story again, you know, psoriasis is something that can be treated, but we cannot cure. And you've got an infection in you. In fact, I'm not going to give you antibiotics. You need to go to the emergency room and get antibiotics through IV. So I didn't want to go. I said, no way, I'm not going to the hospital. But, you know, Noel was, you know, if you need it, you have to go. So he drove me out to the hospital, went into the emergency room, and I told them that I refused to take steroids. What they did was they took some blood work to test for what kind of infection was in my body. And while I was there, they, you know, I told them I wouldn't take the steroids. So they said, okay, well, we're going to treat you with that
methotrexate.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, well, what's the side effects of that? You know, it has to have some kind of side effects, and what is it? He says, oh, well, you know, it's just a form of chemotherapy. So I said, are you nuts or something? You know, I told you I wasn't going to take steroids. So what in the world makes you think I'm going to take chemotherapy? He said, well, you know, we got to treat you with something. Now, that sounded like you don't know what you're treating me for. So I said, do I have an infection in my body or not? So he said, well, you see, the blood work all came back negative.
Yeah.
So this is the only thing we can treat you with. I said, well, that's okay. I'm leaving. So I got dressed, got out of there, and went home. I mean, and then Noah and I just got into prayer. I mean, because that was our last hope.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we always stood on the belief that God was, you know, going to be the one that was going to heal me.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, our faith is in God. And, you know, he is the ultimate healer. At the same time, the following day we go to our regular chiropractic treatments, and our chiropractor, I told him, well, you know, they want me to go back to my dermatologist, and what's the sense? They're going to give me steroids.
It's the same medication.
So yeah. I really don't want to go. What do you think I should do? And, you know, you had already been recommended to me by several friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him that, you know, it's either the dermatologist or this naturopath that people have been telling me about. He said, well, you go to the naturopath. He said, I would prefer you to go to the naturopath than go to that, the dermatologist.
Okay.
And that's when I called you, and
thank
I guess
you, Dr. Wong.
I sounded so desperate. I mean, this was like...
Yeah, you came in late that one night. So
right.
I guess we had to take you as soon as possible.
Well, what happened was I told you that I needed to come in, and there was no open appointments. And you said, but you know what? You sound like you really need to see me, so I'll see you after my last patient. So we went back home, and I laid down, and, you know, there's no way I could have stayed in town that day. So
yeah.
We went back home, and Noel drove me back out to see you, and that's when you, that's the first time that I seen you that day.
What did I say caused your psoriasis and eczema?
It was that candida yeast infection.
Yeah, right? So basically, for the listening audience who haven't heard of the radio show before, antibiotics as well as steroids and chemotherapy drugs cause systemic candida infections to develop in the body. And the funny thing is that it's written in every medical book that's written. And like you folks saw that first visit, you saw it in the medical books, every medical book that we looked at, that when you take those medications, you're going to have a systemic fungal infection develop. And that's why typically when they culture for infections, they usually culture for bacteria only. They never culture for, I shouldn't say never, but they almost never culture for fungal infections. And that's why your blood test came back negative for
right.
bacterial infections. Because the reason why you got worse when you took the antibiotics was because that was causing the fungal infection to grow even more.
Right.
So what were your thoughts about the diagnosis of a systemic candida infection, Karen, at that time? And Noel?
Well,
did you think it was crazy? Were you skeptical about what we're going to do?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, we didn't really understand everything that was going on. But, I mean, we had nowhere else to go, nowhere else to turn. But everything that you had read to us and showed us in those medical books was, it just made sense. I mean, you know, like I said, I had been going to workshops and... Dr. Wong had already told me to change my diet, to get rid of all of the wheat in my diet, to get rid of the sugar in my diet, you know, to just change my way of eating. And so when you started talking about changing the diet, you know, it just all pretty much fell into place for me. And like I said, we had no other way to turn.
Mm.
And, you know, like Noel said, it was God sent you to us, you know, because we had been praying that, you know, we needed to know how we were going to change how my life was.
Mm.
I mean, like, I really thought I was not going to make it. I mean,
yeah.
I actually seen myself in my grave.
Oh, really?
I really felt that I was not going to pull through. I was, all I could think about was every person that I knew that had this swelling that died.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, doctors end up telling you that, you know, the kidneys are damaged, whatever organs are damaged, and that's why they're swelling the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would think of them, well, that's got to be what's going to happen to me. And
yeah.
So, you know, we had to just stand in faith, and we just knew that, you know, well, God's word says that his people perishes for lack of knowledge. And so when, you know, you started, you know, giving us all of this information, it was something that we had to just really take heed to. And after we left your place, you know, it was like, okay, we got home, we knew what you told us to do, and immediately, because we went home for dinner, so immediately Noel fixed me something that was on that diet that you had given me. But, you know, it's like, I didn't know you then, you know, and like, who is this guy? I'm going to trust in him, you know, but... It was...
Did you think it would work, the treatment?
Well, you know, because it made sense, you know, what you taught, we figured it had to do something. I never thought I was going to heal this well, you know, but it was going to make me live, at least make me live. But we just had to trust. We had to, you know, walk by faith and not by
basically
sight.
That's what you have to do, because exactly. You just have to have faith, because like
right.
You said, you don't know me from
exactly.
Adam.
Right.
I wanted to ask Noel this question, because you were so out of it, so Noel had to do all the cooking. You know, basically the diet was changed totally. Yeah, we had to cut out all the sugars. So the sugar foods are all the cookies, pastries, cakes, pies, desserts, ice cream, but also all bread, all noodles, also no white rice, no fruits except for papaya, no dried fruits, no vinegar, no alcohol, no juice and soda. So, and no tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, potatoes, dairy products, including eggs, corn, soy, including tofu, no pork, no beef and chicken if it wasn't free range, no mushrooms, peanuts, cashews, pistachios, vinegar, and alcohol. Was it hard, Noel, to cook this food, and was it hard to eat it, Karen?
For me to prepare the meal, it was pretty easy,
yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, you gave us the list,
mm.
And, you know, we had to be creative
yeah.
in cooking the meals, and you and Karen had to eat it,
yeah.
You know, it was like life or death, you
right,
know.
Right.
But she liked it, and I started, you know, the turkey bacon and stuff like that, you know. And the papayas and stuff like that.
Oatmeal.
And she liked it. So I said, oh, this is great, you know. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, especially the oatmeal, it's like you have no sugar, you have no taste to it.
No soy sauce.
Yeah, no soy sauce, no none of that. But,
yeah.
You know, it's so easy to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, it early in the morning I prepared real fast for her, and you know, and I feed her, and you know, it's so good, you know. She fills her up, and
yeah.
Before you know it, you start to see the healing
taking place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Karen, you had mentioned to me too that you actually liked the taste of the food.
Oh yeah.
Was it just Noel's cooking that made it taste that good? No, you gotta start a restaurant.
Well, actually, you know, Noel, that's really part of healing, you know, knowing that he was always there, you know.
Mm.
He never made me feel like I was being a burden to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now I hear him say, oh, it was gross, you know, but he would always tell me, oh, honey, you look so beautiful today. And I'm like, yeah, right. You know?
Shedding all your skin.
Yeah, he would.
Hair, you know, receding.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and he would always tell me that. But he would get up in the morning. He would do my breakfast while I was in the shower, and my breakfast would be sitting there on the side of the bed, because I would have to be crawling back to bed. He would have already changed the sheets, and then my breakfast was sitting there. I'd have breakfast, and then he had to go to work, you know. So he'd be so worried. I'd tell him, I'm fine, all I need to do is get to the, you know, bathroom, and I'll be okay. So what he would do was he would go in between jobs. He would, well, fix my breakfast, go do a job, or start the guys off at work,
mm.
And then get back before lunch, fix my lunch again.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why this diet is just so awesome, because you can just whip things together. In fact, I remember telling you that this was a blessing to us, and it was like going to strengthen our marriage, because I actually cook now.
Oh, yeah, you have to cook now.
I would never
yeah.
cook, and
yeah.
we were always eating out, or Noel would be doing the cooking.
Yeah.
And now it's like I enjoy doing the cooking, because it's all so fast,
yeah.
You know, and like Noel said, we get creative with everything. And I have a couple of friends that are, you know, seeing you also,
yeah,
that
yeah.
went on the same diet. And so we share recipes with each other. And, you know, even if there's no soy sauce, we have the amino.
The bread liquid,
like,
aminos.
I mean, I love it, you know. The oatmeal, I didn't know how much I loved oatmeal.
How good it tastes.
Right,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it does have its natural taste.
I just love it.
You know, I know you and Noel love the diet, but how about Kelsey? I mean, you know, being a teenager,
yeah.
It's got to be tough for you. No? You like the food too?
Yep,
awesome.
The whole family. In fact, we have no more white rice in the house. We all eat brown rice. Everything that we eat, of course, when we go out to eat, they still order, you know, what
yeah,
they
yeah.
normally eat. But they all have cut back in sugar. They still have their desserts and stuff.
Very good.
But we don't have ice cream in the freezer anymore. In fact, we just came back from the camp, and my niece was sharing with one of her friends. This is my auntie that would always have every flavor of ice cream in her freezer, and now she doesn't eat ice cream anymore.
Karen, what type of improvement did you make in literally 2 weeks? Do you recall?
Oh, yeah. I remember going back to you, and I was still walking slow because I was still a little bit of swelling, but I wasn't hunched over anymore. In fact, Noel didn't even have to assist me in the steps mm-hmm. coming up. In fact, the first time we came to see you, we didn't park in that bottom stall because I knew I couldn't make it up those steps. I had to go into that handicap stall and go into that level. Well, this second time we went, I actually parked and walked up steps.
Okay.
And my skin had cleared. Oh, I couldn't believe how much my skin had cleared.
You said about 80%
right?
at that time.
Yeah. You know, and people were like, oh, you're not healed. You still got stuff on your body. But, you know, for me, it was like it wasn't scabbing anymore. I wasn't having the bleeding in my skin from the scratching. I could stop myself from scratching. And I think we all got better sleep.
Because you weren't as itchy.
Right? And I could keep myself to like two showers, you know, maybe three a day rather than, you know, that constant.
And what happened to your fatigue?
I was fine. You know, I mean, I was still tired. Like now, I don't think I ever feel tired anymore. Except, you know. But I could not believe how much energy I had. And you know what was amazing is that, you know, we all think that if you're not having all the, you know, the coffee, the sugar and all that, you're going to be tired
right.
because you don't have, and that's what we normally did in, well, for me in the past.
Yeah, when you're tired, drink some sugar.
Right.
Get some sugar.
You know, and I was amazed because I didn't have any of that, and yet I had so much
energy.
Right.
We're going to have to go to a commercial break, so we'll come back. You're tuned in to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight we're discussing Karen's amazing recovery from total body psoriasis and eczema with natural medicine. Stay with us to hear more about Karen's recovery after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center, and the Good Health Food Store. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Karen is sharing her amazing story of recovering from one of the worst cases of eczema you will ever hear about with the use of only natural medicine. Karen, today it's about 6 months later. Would you tell us how you're doing with the psoriasis and eczema and how you're feeling?
Well, this past weekend we went camping, and I am just so thankful because I'd say 95% of my body is totally recovered. The skin is just totally healed. I was actually able to put a bathing suit on with shorts and get out there and get in the water. We took a vacation when I had just started getting sick, and it was at Waikoloa, and everybody else was swimming in the pools, and I stayed in the hotel room because I covered myself constantly. I mean, I had long sleeve t-shirts. Everything was covered. I was able to enjoy myself. I was just so, it was just great to be part of everybody there. I mean, and I just thank God. I mean, I have my life back. In fact, more than my life back, I cannot remember ever feeling so good.
You have more energy now
exactly.
than you ever can remember.
Exactly. It's just awesome. I mean, I can do more. And not only that, I notice now that my memory is back. You know, I can remember things, and I can accomplish a whole lot more.
How's the cold intolerance? Remember, you were just freezing all the time. How are you feeling now?
Oh, man, I just... forget the jackets, forget the long sleeve shirts. I'm enjoying my summer.
Do you have any itch?
No. Well, you know, it's gone. I mean, because there's hardly any rash on my body. I mean, it's just the spots that I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that is out of the ordinary, I feel, you know. When it's dried, I just do the lotion bit and, you know, I'm fine.
Karen, you have strong religious conviction. But you mentioned in the depth of your illness, you were suffering intolerable, inhumane suffering. that you were questioning what you may have done to have to bring such suffering onto you. What have you learned from this experience of great suffering and recovery from this skin disease?
Well, you know, what going through all of this healing process, what I have come to conclude is that, you know, through me abusing my body, that's exactly what I was doing. I was abusing my body, putting the wrong foods in my body. And then, of course, you know, it's not any fault of ours because we're brought up to believe that the medication that we take is supposed to help us.
Right.
But in actuality, you know, it was hurting my body. And then when it came to the foods, you know, it was lust of the flesh, you know, eating foods that is not actually going to help my body, but it was actually hurting my body. And when I could take control and have my flesh not be where I have to have something that I know is wrong for me, I know now that I need to take control of it in that way. And I can only do that with God on my side.
Awesome. Right? And you had a great side effect of the treatment. What was that?
I lost 20 pounds in 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah, you started at 150, now you're down to 130.
Right. Yep.
How great is that?
Yep.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your inspiration.